Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a podcast.
Welcome to the Friends Reunion. You might be here with some confusion, but please stay and enjoy the way to your good day.
It's a podcast, yeah.
Welcome to the Friends Reunion. Do take in this joy infusion. What's on your mind? Let's chat and unwind on this good day.
It's a podcast, yeah. It's a podcast, yeah.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Friends Reunion, the premier podcast on the web celebrating Slovenia's U.S. basketball team. I am one of your hosts, John Warren, and are we ready to talk about Luka Doncic?
Yeah, baby.
LB?
I am.
LB, you ready to talk about Luka Doncic?
Sorry, I already opened a window to start looking at beads on Etsy.
Oh, kind of immediately. They heard the word Slovenia, and they were like, well.
No, I wasn't from Slovenia. It was basket. I was done.
Basket is where you checked out.
Basket's where you checked out.
Because
okay.
I know the two of you, and you're not going to be talking to any of the baskets I like. So.
Oh, like kind of like woven baskets, weaving. Stuff like that?
You know, like decorative baskets.
Decorative baskets. We could do that.
As opposed to utilitarian. Well, okay. I was kind of framing a dunk, and then I was like, well, no, not utilitarian baskets do exist.
Yeah, they do.
For carrying stuff, Nikki. Honestly, a basket with a big hole in it is probably the least utilitarian of baskets.
I love that Nikki has just totally dismissed gatherers for 500,000 years or whatever.
Like, yeah, somebody's never picked berries.
Dummies.
Well, Nikki hates berries, so that's why they've never picked them.
Everyone knows
anti-berry. This is, of course, Friends Reunion. It's not celebrating the Slovenian basketball team, although I wish we could.
It's celebrating Uncle and Aunt Day. Welcome to Uncle and Aunt Day, everybody.
God, it is. Oh no, Uncle and Aunt Day.
What's your favorite uncle or aunt, John?
My favorite uncle. Ooh, that's tough. I'm worried that one of my uncles will listen to this.
Sure. So you got
to
pick wisely.
I think it's going to, it has to be Don, who's the mayor of Tyler, Texas, and he did the alligator at my wedding.
Now, what does that mean?
It's a dance.
Is that like some kind of dance?
Oh, the dance.
Yeah,
move.
The dance, the alligator.
I thought like you had an alligator at your wedding.
No,
and, like, that was his contribution.
He's just kind of a weird guy that looks like you shrunk my dad a little bit. It's weird.
I see.
But probably my favorite uncle.
That's good. LV?
Blood or not blood?
You get to decide.
If it's blood, that's easy. That's Judy and Dave. Big shouts to Judy and Dave.
Judy and Dave.
The best ones.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, talk about berry picking. My uncle Dave, he's friends with the berry farm. Gives them money. He gives them money for a pound of berries. They let him go in the field, pick his own.
Damn.
I feel bad.
He knows what he wants.
I have another uncle that's good. Can I tell you a story about my uncle Jed real quick?
Sure. Sure. Can I say my favorite?
Yeah, say your favorite.
Go ahead and say your favorite.
Mine is Auntie Anne.
Now, okay, so you wanted to say, so that was good for you? What you said?
Yeah, like the pretzel. Well, because I don't have any aunts or uncles.
Oh,
not even like friends of your parents?
No, my parents. Well, one of them's dead, and the other one doesn't have friends, which was always kind of very funny to me. I was like, "Mom, why don't you like go anywhere or do anything?" And she was like, "I don't know." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And she just didn't have friends, continues to not.
Damn.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not her.
Is your mom going to listen to this podcast? Is the way?
Absolutely the fuck not. No, no way.
I was about to say, it's like my friendless mom.
No, that's on her. Listen.
Yeah.
Do you want some of my aunts and uncles? They're very cool.
Can I have some?
Yeah, I got Erica. Can I borrow Judy filmmaker. And Dave? Judy and Dave. You would love Judy and Dave.
All right.
Do we want to do edibles with Dave and go to a minor league baseball game? Because I really want to do that.
That's
his favorite. That's his favorite thing to do. Also, once he offered me and my cousin pot brownies he made in the 90s. But it was... like 2010.
Holy, did you take them?
No! They were been in the freezer for
you
like
would have been so high.
Years. He's like, I made these when you were babies.
Yeah, I was saving them for you.
He pretended he was doing that. He's the one with the ketchup collection.
Oh
with
my god.
The 9/11
ketchup. Yeah.
He's the coolest.
All right. Sorry, John. Tell us about Jed.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, tell us about Jed.
My uncle Jed is funny because when my mom and he shared a bedroom in their tiny house in Longview, Texas, my uncle Jed would sometimes just go, when my mom was trying to go to sleep and it freaked her out and she couldn't go to sleep. So that's one thing that my uncle Jed did. Let's see. My uncle Jed also had a loudspeaker on top of his car. So when he would pull up to someone that wasn't going through a green light, he would yell at them about not going fast enough from behind him.
That is like a classic uncle move. Uncles love stuff like that.
Uncle move. And then one time we were all at a restaurant, I think I was like 8. And he got up and kind of quietly announced that he was going to the bathroom. And then what I did, which carries into today in my personality, mm-hmm. I very loudly asked him where he was going as he got farther and farther away from the table. And then he came back before going to the bathroom and he said, I'm going to sit on you and turn you into a grease spot if you don't shut up. And I'm like, I just love that he said that to an 8-year-old who was trying to humiliate him in a restaurant. Anyway, that's my
fucking
Jed.
Incredible.
Jed's pretty funny.
That rules.
He owns a bank. So that's like, you know.
That's less.
Can I get can you help me get a loan?
Yeah, can I have some money?
You probably could. Yeah, just go to the first I don't know the name of his bank. It's a so. It's probably is the Paul, you might need to like edit that out.
Cuz I need
like there's too much information there that you could definitely narrow a lot down there. But yeah. That's funny. Anyway, happy Aunt Uncle Day.
I should hit some of mine up.
Yeah. I mean, we should definitely do something with the edibles and stuff. That sounds great.
Well, I think he threw those away because they sold their old house in Napa.
Oh.
And then they thought they went to Hawaii because they were like, we should move to Hawaii. And then they got there and like, wait a second. We can't. We'd be monsters if we moved to Hawaii. Nobody wants more white people in Hawaii. So then they came back. And then they were like, we are going to move to the Pacific Northwest. And then they went there and they're like, we don't like it. And then they're like, let's move back to Napa. And they did. They had this house for like 35 years, sold it, and moved a mile away.
Wow.
That's like a classic aunt and uncle bit.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that is.
Did they try to buy the house that they sold?
No, I don't think so. I think they, really which sucks because my uncle's vegetable garden was really nice. He worked really hard on it. For 30 years.
Damn.
30 years. Wow.
30 years.
It takes a long time to develop those.
But I'm glad because now I have a place to stay in Napa again. And my aunt, even she probably got rid of all her coupons. But she's like, oh my God. She's like, so she's an icon to me. Like you go into her bathroom, you open the cabinets, it's just free samples. It's just like from the front to back, it is just beautifully organized free samples. Damn. And you're like, I'm going to go out and explore Napa. And she's like, wait a second. And then she like opens this like notebook of coupons because she just doesn't want you to spend any money.
That's amazing.
That's the dream.
Here's coupons. She's like, it's honestly like, it's amazing. It's inspiring to me. I feel like if I was like neurotypical and not mentally ill, I would, that's what I would want to be.
Not, you mean neurotypical? Oh no, a coupon person.
Like a coupon, like God.
I guess that makes more sense than the thing I said, huh?
It's cool. I was just thinking yesterday how much energy and time I would have if I wasn't mentally ill.
Right.
So much.
Yeah.
But think about how boring your life would be though.
I don't know. Would it?
Yeah, it would be really boring.
How much does like me being like, sorry, I have to have a tantrum for an hour? Yeah. How much does that add to my life?
I mean, like a lot, but like the alternate is better than I think being neurotypical and boring the whole time, you know?
I guess I don't get to understand any of my friends' cool jokes. I wouldn't understand them if
like you would you would think SNL was funny, you know?
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Cause like my mom's neurotypical and she's not
she
mentally ill.
Like SNL?
She wrote like 3 books in quarantine.
Oh.
Right. No, no, no. You're not, you're ducking the question. Does your mom think SNL is funny?
She thought it was funny in like the 70s.
Okay. Well,
I mean, but everyone thought SNL was funny when they were kids. I think that's like the legal, like when you were younger, SNL was funny.
Well, was Elby's mom a kid in the 70s?
Not when SNL was on. She was like a young, she was like a kid adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a, like, well, like kid, like between the ages of like 15 and 18.
Oh, so a kid adult.
No, she was older than like that.
Oh, okay.
She was like in her early 20s, right. I think.
Yeah, but where, wasn't
and she liked SNL in the 80s too.
Yeah, wasn't like Edward Murphy on there?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah.
Like small time comedian.
In the early 80s, yes. He was on
small time comedian Eddie Murphy. And
that's how I was introduced to Eddie Murphy, was my parents made me watch old Eddie Murphy bits on SNL.
Right.
Yeah.
It was very good. He was a very funny, funny man.
John, I'm like, I don't have a lot of time this week.
Okay.
So
you want
to, I went to sleep at 5 this morning. And I woke up at 8. So I'm kind of like running on negative time.
So when
when you
went to bed, I was waking up and watching the Limpos. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. I was watching the Limpos until 5. Oof. So what I basically did was I took a 3-hour nap from watching the Olympics. Then I woke up and then opened the tab again.
Yeah.
Are those good?
To watch. Morally, no.
Morally, no.
But like the sport is good.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Always. Like the skateboard.
It's just like a morally
like
bankrupt, but
great.
Fun to watch show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm like against skateboarding being in the Olympics.
Why?
Why?
Whoa.
Why?
Because I don't think that's true.
Too official?
To like. I just like don't think that's what skating is about.
But a 13-year-old won the gold medal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, but like wouldn't it be cooler if that 13-year-old won a gold medal in like I don't know, some games? Like condemned building.
Oh, that
somewhere?
You never ever heard about it.
So here's the thing, LB.
And it's for cool people only.
The skateboard.
Like I want more gatekeeping.
You want more gatekeeping. The skateboard
locals only, exactly.
Course literally broke multiple times. The first day they were using it.
Yeah.
Like
okay,
they were
so
doing
they're like trying to be
stuff,
legit.
And then like pieces fell off. And then a guy picked up the piece of the skateboard or not the skateboard of the course and was like, hey, and they were like, I guess just start over. And then he started over.
Wow.
I mean, that's like interest. That's like entertaining, but I don't know. I just don't like the Olympics and I don't like want cool things to be in the Olympics.
I mean,
like, sure. I think they should take I think they should take figure skating out.
I see. Mm. So you're saying
because
like
I want figure skating to just be something I can enjoy.
Now, I guess here's my question, LB. The X Games, right? We all know and love those. That's just Disney. Like Disney runs.
Yeah,
those.
Disney.
Yeah,
runs
I don't think those are
games.
That's good either.
But like, who's supposed to run the events?
Just like
Bill. Vans. Like, do you want Vans? It's like
Vans.
Mountain
yeah,
Dew
Vans
or
is
Vans.
All right. Vans is okay because Vans has been doing it from the beginning. You know.
Well, why is Vans? Why is Vans better than Disney in this specific
because
situation?
Because Vans is a skate shoe company, and Disney is not.
Okay, what if it was a local LA donut shop that just...
That would be fucking sick. I would
that
love
just
that.
Did, yeah,
but
that
why,
just did
though?
It.
Like Christie's
like
Donuts?
A lot of you are... You're not...
Because
kind of,
Christie's kid loves skateboarding.
How
isn't
much
that why Vans
money,
became a skate company?
How much do you think it costs to build a mega ramp?
A mega ramp?
Yeah, do you think your local donut shop could afford to build a mega ramp?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay, you do think that your local donut shop in Fayetteville, Arkansas
Well, you know what? The margins here are probably pretty good.
Oh.
I'm going to say
so
yeah.
You know what they did in the old days, in the 70s?
What
or maybe play? Early 80s, this kid loved skateboarding. He thought it was the coolest thing he'd ever seen. He was very sick, maybe dying. Super rich kid. He had his parents drain the pool, invited all the cool local skaters to come skate in it.
Sure.
That's what it should be.
You can only do so many tricks in a pool, though.
But guess what? A dying kid's rich family, like, spend the money, build the mega ramp.
But I guess what I'm saying is that Walt is the dying rich parent.
But Walt doesn't love skating.
Yeah, but
it has to be skating. No, but Huey, they love their kids. Someone has to love. Someone has to love skating. They're not real.
Oh.
What? Like, does like Olympics, does Chip Olympics Jr. love skating? No, because that's not a real fucking person.
What the
that's
fuck did you just say to me about Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
They're not real. They're cartoon ducks. Or they're ducks, right?
I have so much footage to show you that would say that they are real. I don't know what you're talking about.
The cartoon ducks are not
fucking
real.
They just came back, though.
I'm sorry. Do they give 28 episodes of a show to nothing? Not really a duck? No, I don't think so.
Yes, they do. Most shows are about fake ducks.
What? All of them?
All of them?
Most?
How do you explain Duck Dynasty to me?
Yeah. What is Duck Dynasty?
How do you explain the Mighty Duck? Oh, are you going to say Emilio Estevez doesn't exist? Are you ready?
I'm going to say he's not a real duck.
Oh.
He's an actor from the Estevez dynasty.
You and I have got some real different opinions about ducks, but that's fine.
He's not a real duck. So is Joe Estevez a duck?
Yes.
Are they all fucking ducks?
Yes.
Is Martin Sheen a duck?
Yes.
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 They're all ducks. It's ducks all the way down.
Yes,
it's Charlie ducks Sheen as a duck.
Yeah.
Yes.
President
Two and a half men
President
is actually
Bartlett.
One man, one half man, and one duck.
President Bartlett broke the barrier of the first duck president. And I'm not going to hear anything else.
That was my favorite presidency, I think.
Yeah, me too. Because he would because he was so cool. He would just be like, he would like, he would just be like, wah, wah.
Walk and quack with me, yeah?
It's stupid.
They had to confiscate all the duck whistles before he gave a speech. Otherwise, he'd get too distracted.
Video games are too violent. We gotta take Duck Hunt out of the arcade.
Duck Hunt's gotta go. Gotta go.
Right.
Anyway,
if you're playing Duck Hunt, that could be seen as a threat to national security. Secret Service swarms in.
He's got literally a gun.
No one had heard from him for years, but then they put the duck and the dog in Smash, and he's like, "I'm back. We got to get this shit out of Smash."
Okay, fine. Huey, Louie, and Dewey, they're real. They're real boys.
Thank you.
And they love skateboarding.
Thank you. They love skateboarding. And their dad, Walt, wants to just build a skate park.
He's
for
not
them.
There. Is he a duck?
Build them a skateboard.
No. No, adopted. Adopted kids. I'm not going to say adopt. Like, you know, kids are kids. I'm not going to say adopted kids. You know what I mean?
Okay. I didn't know he adopted them legally. Them.
Yeah.
Is it adoption if you make them?
No.
Hmm. Bob Burnquist's mega ramp costs 280,000 American.
Whoa, whoa. Okay. Well, those are more expensive than I thought. Yeah. I was like, I could get a carpenter and a couple of like helpers to make a mega ramp.
If you can find anyone that isn't literally Disney to fund a $280,000 mega ramp.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, what's up? Know. Oh, you want Tencent to build a mega ramp?
Yeah, we build a mega ramp?
Well, that kind of okay, so you're like, oh, it can't be the Olympic Committee, it can't be Disney, but it can't
be
Tencent.
Yeah, what if it was China?
they're wild about skateboarding.
Actually, there was a 16-year-old girl who fucking killed it when I watched last night. It was really cool. I don't know. I don't know who's going to build our skate ramp, but we can try.
I still think we should just put it on Venice Boulevard. There's nothing good down there anyway. Like at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Like point it towards the ocean. Again, so if you bail, you land in the water. Anyway, as I was trying to say earlier, I don't really have very much time to do stuff. So can we do my mid-year review right now?
Oh.
On the show?
On the show?
Yeah.
I think that's... I mean, it seems okay, sure. I mean, yeah, we may have to just pull this episode completely if it doesn't go the way that you want it to, but sure.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. Okay, so,
Do you want to start?
Actually, Tencent aired a fucking skateboarding reality show called One More Try.
Wow. One More
Try. I'm just trying to think about some additional skills that I can acquire to help further my development. Oh, so
that's that section? Okay, sure, we can do it.
Should I be here for this?
That one's less risky, I think, so sure. No, LB, you could be here for this. It's okay. These are just skills that Nikki wants to develop, and I can help professionally.
I mean, I just put, like, that I'm going to grad school. The thing I literally wrote was, I'm going to graduate school, so it's just...
Okay. No. Keep going. It's okay. It's okay. You're tired.
You're going to grad school.
So, and then what?
I can't read.
No, you can. You can. Go ahead.
Statistically speaking,
yeah.
Some of those skills will become better.
Okay, now, now what skills besides going
I'm
into
now realizing
what skills besides going skill. Into debt in New England are going to help you with this job?
First of all, the government's going into debt. Second of all,
that's true.
Nice.
Train commuting.
Okay. Now, how is that going to help us, do you think?
What if we focused our guide section on train simulator?
Train simulator.
Pivot to trains.
Yeah. Like, what if we stopped doing video games?
Mm-hmm. And then, like,
we're like a repository. We could, like, scan a bunch of train manuals. And, like, have, like, really high-res pictures of the inside of your train with, like, and you can mouse over the buttons and it would tell you what it would do.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd be able to learn how to drive the train.
Okay.
Like, when you got in the train the first time, you'd be better prepared to, like, because you would know what the buttons do.
So you feel like the thing that's stopping us from, like, totally adopting train transportation across the U.S. is just... not knowing what to expect when you get inside of a train.
Not enough people know how to drive a train. Yeah.
Drive a train. So you think that.
Yeah. Okay, no. I'm not saying that, like, I'm teaching people how to, like, we're going to teach people how to, like, walk through a sliding door or hold onto a pole.
Okay.
I'm saying that we need to, like, if we provided guides to, like, what are gamers, right? If not pilots of their own destiny, you know? And then, like, who are the real pilots? That's right. Train conductors. So if we just have like a repository of a wiki of, like, information for train, and then people would be able to, like, drive the Amtrak.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to grad school to teach the 10 people that read FanBite how to drive a train.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Did I do it?
Yeah, I'm just making some notes.
Yeah. Okay. That's the only idea I have.
Okay.
So I'm going to work on that for the rest of the year, if that's all right.
How do you think hiding your dog from your landlord is going to help you?
It's going to go really well because she approved it. So
she did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Told you it was going to work.
All right.
Nobody had faith in me.
Actually, I think LB and I literally both said we have a feeling it will work out. But
oh, okay. You did say that. Yeah, you're right. It did work.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, LB, can I ask you a question?
Sure, yeah.
What would happen if you were dying in a hospital bed and then suddenly you woke up and you saw a horse standing over you?
A horse?
What the fuck? Like a horse?
Yeah.
Like,
it's
like
probably sneeze. I'm allergic to horses.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, like, they may not even ask, but in France, there is a 15-year-old stallion named Peyo.
No fucking way.
That they bring to Teche Hospital in Calais. The horse chooses which patient he wants to see, and he kicks his hoofs outside the door and is led inside and will stand over a patient in bed. These are terminal patients. that are probably weeks away from death. The photo on the attached tweet that I just sent to the rest of the crew features a woman who looks scared to me, but she has her hand over her face, so you can't really tell.
And it's like she's whispering to the horse.
Yeah, she does actually look like she's whispering to the horse. Standing over her is the largest horse I've ever seen.
I would...
What the fuck would you do?
I would probably die.
And punch the fuck out of this horse, like in the mouth.
I mean,
and then like
what
the horse would
do?
Step on me.
I've not stopped thinking about this image since I saw it this morning.
Yeah, the neck is so jacked.
Yeah.
I'd probably just die.
It looks fake.
Right.
Have you ever seen a horse?
Do we know this is a real JPEG?
Horses are fucking jacked. That's why they're horses.
I mean, it is from an account called All Things Interesting, so it's like, that sounds fake to me, but like...
Oh, yeah, well, then this is probably like a fake thing.
Oh, no, it's
did
real.
Did you
no,
fact check this?
No, it's real. No, it's real. I did fact check it.
It's
yeah.
real. There's a whole article on theguardian.com.
Yeah.
This idiot's on the horse.
Yeah. 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 Now, Paul has said that this horse looks like a giant chicken tender, which is very funny.
That's what horses look like. They're just all these muscular monsters.
Yeah. Sorry.
And they crush you.
This image
of
the horse.
That's a good photo.
Also, this image of the horse escorting this person on a stretcher into an ambulance is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Because to me, this image says that the horse did it.
Yeah, yeah. The horse.
The horse. Like the horse is being detained by the man in the white coat, and then like they can't figure out where to take it. So as they load this dude into the stretcher, or into the ambulance, he's just like waiting.
It's like the horse is saying, like, "Yeah, yeah, I gave you all the information I have for my insurance.
I'm so sorry, I really fucked up. Is he gonna be okay?
I'm gonna call State Farm.
I'm so fucking sorry. I really just did not think. Is he all right?
Every single one of you.
The horse did it. The horse did it.
The horse did it.
Is fucking like Pulitzer worthy. Do they have the Pulitzer in France?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Look at he's looking over the body of the man he killed.
I know.
Why did they keep inviting
the murderer to the funeral?
Yeah. Oh my God.
The horse did it. Like, you did this.
You did this.
Look at what you've done.
You did. You put Gladys in a box, horse.
He stepped on her fucking bones and now she's dead, Payo.
Payo.
You did this. Anyway, you want to come back to work tomorrow or... Hey,
you know they eat horses in France.
Where's the horse shit?
Probably fucking anywhere.
Probably everywhere.
Horse
all
just
over the
shit
hospital.
Everywhere, right? Like that's kind of the thing about horses, they just poop. So
yeah.
You're saying to me that in this what looks like a children's hospital in one of these images, they're
just
chill with hosts, just shit on horse, just
horse,
shit on
I'm
floor.
In the French.
Horse just shit on floor.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Or do you think they put bag on horse butt?
They could put like diaper on horse, I guess.
Yeah, they could put a big diaper on the horse.
Horse diaper.
I mean, can you?
You're dying. Here's a giant horse in a diaper.
I think I would feel
better.
I think I would feel weird if the horse chose me, but if I'm honest, what if you keep getting passed up by the horse?
Yeah.
Because it says the horse chooses. And I'm like, what happens when the horse passes? What if you're on the ward for 2 weeks mm-hmm. and the horse just keeps looking inside and it's like, I think your vibes are rancid and just keeps walking away?
I don't want that
you
horse
smell
to
like
my
death
vibes.
To me. Do you think I lost it? I don't know. I don't remember. It's gone. What was I gonna say? Oh, it's like being sick at the hospital and the president comes to the hospital.
Right. Yeah.
The horse. I mean, horses and presidents have a lot historically have a lot in common.
Yeah. Both for white people. old. That's it.
Wasn't it you on Twitter, Nikki, that was like, what was the first horse thinking when someone put a horseshoe on for the first time?
Yeah, I watched a video of someone taking a horseshoe off of a horse. And then I was like, I know they're like, in my brain, I knew it was nails. But then when they replaced it and he pulled out a fucking, just like a hammer from Home Depot.
Yep.
And pride some nails out. Also from Home Depot.
Yep.
And it was what? Like, all right, tap, 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 tap.
They just hammer like, hey, it right in?
Yeah. And the horse doesn't feel it because the hoof is so thick.
Yeah.
But like, and it like, it's better for them actually. But like, they just use a regular ass fucking hammer and regular ass nails.
Yep.
And then they go tap, 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 tap six times or whatever across around the whole of
that
the...
seems fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild.
That's why I'm saying, like, can you fucking imagine? So you like even past the point where like horses realized that they had been broken by people, like I'm sure for a very long time, they were like, all right, fucking fine. This is as worse as it can get.
Fucking and then, fine, Tim. Yep, get on again. It's fine. Let's go.
And then Tim is like, "Hey, come over here." And you're like, you're the horse, and you're like, "What?" And you're the guy grabs your foot, and you're like, "What are you doing?" And then he grabs a hammer and a nail and some metal shit, and just like starts hitting your foot with it. I would lose my mind.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that. As a horse.
I mean, I'd freak out, but then when I realized I couldn't feel anything, I'd be like, yeah, do whatever you want.
Yeah, do whatever. Do you have a pair of shoes in your life that you would be okay with being nailed to your feet?
No.
There's no pair of shoes.
All my favorite shoes are defined as like being my favorites because I can take them off very easily.
Yeah.
I see.
I mean...
like, I'm a Crocs, Birkenstocks kind of person.
Like, would I have to shower in my shoes?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Do you have a pair, Nikki?
No. My whole thing is that I have a bunch of shoes.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, Paul says, do not want Subway juice in my apartment. Like, no, I take my shoes off when I come inside. Like, I switch from my outside Crocs to my house Crocs.
Right. House Crocs.
Yeah, they're not as cute.
Crocs. Did you know that Crocs are worth a lot now? They're back.
I know. It's really annoying.
Yeah.
No, why?
Because they're expensive.
But you can sell yours.
But I don't want to sell them. Ooh, we ever think
about that?
They have Post Malone Crocs now.
It's actually not annoying because I can wear Crocs out and feel cool. And I'm like, I'm so comfy.
Yeah.
And I'm styling. And comfy. That's my favorite. When I found out those like chunky white like Skechers sneakers were in,
yeah,
I'm so happy because like I have crazy wide feet. They don't like, not a lot of shoe companies make shoes for my fucked up feet. Skechers does though. Skechers has my back, so I'm like, yeah.
Skechers.
I love that for Skechers. Farley just tried to use her hand to open the door, and it was the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh,
like it didn't work, but she did like understand the most basic concept of it.
Yeah,
speaking of, it's her birthday.
It's her birthday.
Happy birthday, Barley!
She's six.
Oh, six. Happy birthday, Barley!
How old is that in dog? Like 36.
It's 42 if it's like the 7 years or whatever.
Middle age.
But the 7 years thing doesn't really work because dogs will live till like they're 15 and it's like, what?
Like, yeah, that's numbers. That's how that works.
Right.
That does mean she is old enough to have a job though.
Yeah.
She's like,
she going to get a job?
She's no, of course not.
Oh, okay.
She's an adult. Well, maybe she can look for, I mean, you're about to move, so it wouldn't make any sense for her to get a job now. She should get a job once you move.
That's true. That makes sense.
What if we go visit Providence and Barley's just running like an oyster shucking shack?
That would rule.
That'd be really
I would love that for her.
I would love that for her.
Just confident, proud of herself. Just
having a good time.
Yeah.
Now she's telling everybody what to do. Again, it's not working.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is so confused because all of the places for her to sit are slowly disappearing or have shit on top of them.
Oh.
So she like, she just like looks at the, like we have an ottoman in the office. So she looks at the ottoman and then we'll go, And then you'll look back and you're like, I can't do anything about that for you. And she says, ah, and then she'll walk out.
It's a really good impression of her.
She's like, my life is over.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, I'm glad Barley's. I'm glad it's Barley's birthday. That's exciting.
I don't have any comedy in me, you know?
Oh, we had some.
I thought you'd been very funny.
Yeah, we got some.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, if you're saying we got to the end of it, then, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm tapped out. I think I'm out.
Okay.
Like, I think I only had 30 minutes. So, like, I'm going to let y'all carry from now. So, like,
sure.
You want me to, like, oh, okay, hold on. No. I have an idea.
Okay, what's that?
No.
I love when you announce. I love that you announce that you don't have anything else left, and you go, wait.
Well, no, it's just because I had a very good idea.
Okay, what was your idea?
Well, no, but you have to talk amongst yourselves because I have to finish the idea.
Okay. Hey, LB,
what's up?
I don't know. I don't have anything.
Wow, this is really fucking good. Just skip the next 2 minutes, folks. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Give me 90 seconds.
I'm just trying to, like, look at.
What if we had 90 seconds of silence on this podcast in the middle of it?
Let's celebrate Barley's birthday with just the 90 seconds. Moment of silence.
Can't play either of these.
Well, Nikki, we can't talk because you're muttering.
Yeah, what are you trying to get us to play Heads Up or something?
I'm trying to figure out if there are any games from Whose Line Is It Anyway that we can play on a podcast.
Wow. Well, okay. So you've just kind of like dug right into the bag of like
I was trying to think of like the funniest tricks. I was trying to think of like the funniest thing I could think of, you know?
Mm.
And like brain landed on Drew Carey.
Of course.
Oh, so you really are tapped then, huh? That sucks. That's not good. LB.
Yeah, what's up?
How's your neighborhood?
What about it? What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know. I've got nothing. I've got nothing.
How's my neighborhood?
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't know. It's North Hollywood. It sucks. It sucks. It is fine. It's in a constant state of like being weird and okay.
Sure.
And kind of, it's just the vibes are off.
Yeah.
That's where I live.
It's the valley. But John, how are your vibes?
How are the vibes in Fayetteville?
I don't know. Some people were yelling out in our, in the house behind us. They go, we have to move everything out. And then a chainsaw started. So we didn't ask any questions, but we were alarmed by that.
That is alarming.
This morning. So, yeah. Well, yeah. Who knows? We think someone bought the place behind us, which is going to suck because they're probably going to build it up, which means mm-hmm. we're going to have like construction behind us, which is not what I want.
That's annoying. Everyone hates that.
Yeah, it sucks. It's not good. I have to have surgery on the 16th. So
had to or have mouth? To?
I have to.
What are you doing?
Putting
some stuff in there?
No, they're extracting a tooth in the back of my mouth. Ask to keep it. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. we'll play. It'll be a prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the fan by entry.
We'll do Whose Line, and then whoever has the most points at the end will get your teeth.
Yeah.
Get your tooth. And then they'll have power over you because that would make that they can hex you.
Exactly. They wouldn't let me keep any of the teeth because they were mostly shattered.
Oh, so they fucked up.
Took them out.
They let me keep my wisdom teeth, but I lost them because I was disorganized.
Right.
I kind of
left them on a table and then covered them in my, like, you know, 12th grade homework. And then it all got thrown out, I think, with the 12th grade homework.
Bummer.
I think I told you this, John, but my mom kept all of my baby teeth and then gave them to me. Like on a birthday once.
Yeah, you did tell me that. Now, you were at the top of the show kind of confused about why your mom didn't have friends.
That's me.
I'm not confused. I know
I'm
why.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm not. I know why. It's because of shit like this.
That's not true, though. Because moms do shit like that all the time.
Oh, okay.
So. Like, your mom could make as many friends as she wanted. She just doesn't want to.
I mean, my mom used to kind of make fun of me about how many, like, wrestling and X-Men action figures I had. And then when I turned, like, 22 or something, and I, like, came back home after college for a little while, I was like, oh, yeah, we can get rid of all that stuff. She was like, what? And she still has all of it.
See?
So
that's different than teeth, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's real different than teeth. I'm pointing out that, like, I think moms have a thing like that. But, yeah, mine wasn't teeth.
Where's wasn't teeth.
No, yeah, but she just... did. Ooh, you know what, though, Nikki? Ooh, not even sure I should tell the story. She did stick her hand in my grandmother's ashes like it was Dippin' Dots after she died. It was kind of weird. Or okay. Not Dippin' Dots, like
sand.
Like that stick with the fun dip.
Yeah. She kind of did dig in there like it was fun dip.
Okay. Well, just a couple of questions.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think she was just going through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. This question, second question, did it help?
Oh, tough question. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I guess that's all that matters then.
Yeah, I just kind of watched her do that out by the pool one night, and I was like, all right, well.
Now, you were by the pool, or she was by the pool?
We were both by the pool with the ashes.
Okay. Did you spread them in the pool?
Was she swimming?
No. Yeah, like... no, they were to be buried the next day.
So why were you out by the pool?
Because she was just like, I'm going to go out to the pool and sit out there here at night and think about...
You know what? Grief is weird.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. Grief is weird.
Grief is weird.
When my grandma died, my grandpa sat in the backyard playing the piccolo.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to go through it.
So, they didn't like each other either, so I think that was pretty complicated.
Oh.
It was a sad piccolo.
Oh, it was like a sad piccolo, not like...
It was a somber piccolo.
It was like Link trying
like,
to
get... Hell like, yeah! It wasn't, no, it wasn't... It wasn't that. It was like a somber piccolo moment that my grandpa had.
He's playing the Song of Time really slow to kind of bring it back.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I did have one more joke in me, I guess.
Okay, what?
Hold on. You said something that confused me.
Uh-huh.
Do people bury ashes?
Yeah, in a columbarium sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
Columbarium.
Are those that big? Those big cement things
that are
at cemetery? Oh,
yes. Yeah. I don't really get those, if I'm honest.
No, because I feel like the whole point of it is, like, just get buried if you want to get buried.
Yeah, you know? I'm kind of like,
well, that's
I'm already,
more expensive, right?
I'm already dust. Kind of just return me to the
earth, just like put me in the ground or in like your homemade Twinkies or whatever. You know?
Yeah, I don't really get it. I don't really get it. But listen, everyone's got their own thing. It's fine.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, if it's like not allowed to like. Request your ashes to be sprinkled into food, like seasoning, right?
I mean, I think it's you can ask for that, but nobody is legally required to do it. Probably.
But what if I put it in my like legal Zoom? If I just like go on legal,
I don't think you can legally require anyone to do that. Or I mean, I think you can do it, but I think they can easily say no.
What would be the funniest food that someone could request to be put into?
Oh man. You would want something where it's visible, right?
Yeah.
Or would you want something where it isn't visible?
Well,
yeah, it's not visible, and then you can't eat around it.
I think I would want it sprinkled around a Chili's molten lava chocolate cake, which I think would be the funniest thing to do.
What if you, like, put it into a meringue?
A meringue?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like the hard ones.
Right. Oh, like a crispy meringue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for a pie.
I feel like meringue is so delicate that any addition might fuck with the.
Fuck with it.
That might add some heaviness to it. You know, that may fuck with the fluffy structure.
What about like a?
We'd have to ask Mary like Berry.
A pound cake.
Okay.
That was just. Oh, I got it. Bagels.
No.
And then, like, you have them take them to your place of work.
Absolutely. Like, I would never desecrate the bagel. Like
you wouldn't desecrate the bagel.
I wouldn't. No.
Oh, God.
What about I would be cursed.
What about just like that. A batch of Diddy Reese cookies that gets sent to like a talent agent's office or something?
Like that would, that's, I think like what I want.
The Costco cake.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Like, and the free, like free at the bank Costco cake.
Yeah, exactly.
God, that's
like,
good.
What I want is for people a week and a half after they ate the cake to receive a call from somebody and be like, were you at the Chase on La Cienega 2 weeks ago?
Oh, what? Well, that's an odd question, but yeah, I was.
Did you eat any of the cake?
Oh, yeah, though it was kind of blue and it was gaudy looking, but you know what?
Yeah.
Some days you just, it's just a good cake. Yeah, it's a good solid cake, sure.
So our longest employed teller here at the bank, Dale, passed away a couple of months ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And in his last will and testament, he requested to be placed inside of a cake that was then served at the bank. And then he also requested that 2 weeks later, we give everybody a call and let them know. So this is that call. And again, thank you so much for your patronage here at JP Morgan Chase. And if you would like to open a Chase Sapphire card, just give me a ring and we can get that set up. Thank you very much.
And scene. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I think you get everyone, the audience going wild. Drew's just slapping his knee. He's loving it. He's loving it. The whole gang's just yucking it up. Wow. Colin, Wayne Brady.
I got 5,000 points and Nikki got 12,000 points. Unbelievable. I love Colin.
Ryan?
Ryan.
The tall guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan. Yeah. Sorry, Ryan.
Wayne is jumping on the chairs. He's throwing the chairs.
He's Wayne just screaming.
Wayne, are you all right?
Oh my God.
He's yelling about the comedy gods. He's so happy.
Colin Mockery's clawing his own face off. No. No!
Okay, the points matter. The points matter. It's fine. The points matter. I promise.
Ryan Stiles is beating Drew Carey to death. Oh, no.
God. Yeah.
Okay, but they really should do like a Hellraiser. They should. Like, Who's Lying crossover.
Oh, God.
But all of the weapons that they use are mimed. When they do the violence, but like they still do work and do damage. So like Wayne Brady is just like holding a sword, but there's no sword, but it still does cut Drew Carey across the stomach.
Now, did they call the Cenobites to invite them on the show, or did they open the box?
You just opened the box with your great sketch.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
With your great skit.
Wow.
You just opened it. Way to go, Nikki. That was the box.
Wow.
Thanks. Happy to help. I'm really happy that we're here.
What if the Who's Line guys, like, were the comedy Cenobites?
Fuck.
Like, in the leather, but they were just, like, same attitude, same vibes. And, yeah, you, like, if you were funny enough, if you did a funny enough improv, they'd come. Just like take you away to the comedy improv torture dimension. We have such sights to show you. Stick around, folks. We have such sights to show you.
God.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That's good. Well, this is good. This is a good thing to go out.
Yeah, we found it.
Yeah.
This one's a short one.
No, it's fine. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Stuff.
Thanks, folks, for joining us. This was, of course, for Friends Reunion, a podcast.
No, you want to take it listeners. Again?
Okay.
Okay, but
yeah, but
you're in a police station and you're trying to report that your banana got stolen.
Okay. All right. Okay, all right. Hi. Yeah, I would like to. I'd like to report a missing object, if I may.
No. You're still taking the show out.
Oh, okay. Oh, but do one of us have to be the cop?
What would you?
Oh, no. Okay, you're leaving
a voicemail.
Fine. Okay. No. Nikki, you be the cop.
Yeah, I'll be the cop for once.
Yeah, I'd like to report a missing object, please.
What?
I've misplaced something that's very important to me. I was hoping you could find it.
You file a report online?
No, I didn't. Was I supposed to do that before I came in?
Yeah.
Well, I drove 35 minutes. It's
that's on you. Why would you drive to this police station that's not close to your house?
No, I mean, but it's Los Angeles, so it's very hard to get anywhere. So
we have a lot of these.
Well, I didn't know where to find my banana, so I went to the place that I could find on the GPS. That's been Friends Reunion, a podcast for discerning listeners. I've been one of your hosts, John. You can find me at Floppy Adult. You can find LB at Hunk Tears. You can find Nikki at Godsuit. You can find Paul Tamayo, our wonderful producer, over at Polymayo. Also, Paul's got a new show. Well, it's not new, but it's new to us. Thanks. Watch NBC every Thursday at 7 p.m. Y'all don't remember that, do you? Whenever they, on NBC, they would have reruns of things, they would go, but it's new to you. So that would be your indication that they're showing old shit anyway.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm 84 years old. Paul's old show, The Optional, is now on the Fanbyte Podcast Network, the return episode.
The episodes are new.
I'm saying. The entire library is on our network, and also a new episode just came on. And it's amazing.
The episodes are new.
Some of them are new.
217 episodes are old, and the 218th one is new.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Do I need to, next week's The Bachelorette episode, do I need to tell you that it's that every episode before that is old, but then this one is new? What is wrong with y'all?
Well, because sometimes they show stuff that happened before.
In this scenario, I was getting to the point that, it was an old show, but now there's a new episode.
Who's The Bachelorette now? Is she cool?
No, he's not.
We'll see you next week. Fuck off.
Wait, no, hold on. I have a question before we go. I have one real question.
Yeah, what's
up? Do you think that we could convince a university in the Providence area to let us do a show for the children at the school?
The children?
Yeah, like the students.
I would not do that.
I wouldn't either, but do you think we could do
convince them, but we wouldn't do it because then we would be opening ourselves up to mockery by, 18-year-olds.
People who are way funnier and meaner than we are.
Yeah, they'd be nice shoes.
I thought you meant calling mockery for a second. I got very excited.
We'd be opening ourselves up, we don't want calling mockery the pinhead of who's lying to show up.
You think calling mockery is the pinhead?
I don't know.
I think you're right.
Yeah, he's bald.
You're right.
Wow.
Bye.
That's offensive.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Colin Mockery.